opportunities. Did you hear those quotes from God? That when you pray for patience, you get an opportunity to be patient. When you pray for courage, you get an opportunity to be. And have you ever prayed for family togetherness? I know my mom did a lot. It didn't work very well. But she prayed for it all the time. And I know it wasn't warm, fuzzy feelings that came, but it was definitely opportunities for a family to get closer. So Paul is here at the end of this book and talking about opportunities. At the end of chapter 5, he has said that each of you are an original and that you are filled with the gifts of the Spirit, that you are to live a Spirit life, free. Live life in the freedom of Jesus Christ. And he starts chapter 6 by giving some ideas and thoughts and opportunities on what that might be, on how to live a life of freedom. First, he starts off by saying, you need to share each other's burdens and fulfill the law of Christ. Now, you have to remember, in this whole book of Galatians, Paul has been talking about the law and saying that you don't have to live by this old law. You don't have to be circumcised in order to be a Christian. That was the issue in that region. And so now he's using law and Christ together. Kind of an oxymoron, isn't it? I just like that word. I wanted to use it. So, but I wonder if the key in that might be the word fulfill. Because it's already fulfilled in Christ's death, which redefined the meaning of the law, which redefined the meaning of love. So we have these opportunities, he says, to bear one another's burdens, to assist one another, to evaluate ourselves, to do what is given to you to do on behalf of your neighbor. Because this life in the Spirit is not intended to be a life of lonely living, but it's intended to be a life that is lived in a community, full of opportunities, with interdependence with its members, mutual support and willingness to confront others. Now, we may not like that so much today in this culture, but it is what's happened when we are rooted in the body of Christ, when we come to these baptismal waters and we welcome Evelyn Dawn and we remind ourselves of our own baptism. We are in this shared calling and identity. So in that calling, we are responsible for the spiritual health of each other. We are to help each other walk faithfully. We're to take those opportunities to bear one another's burdens. Because it is a privilege to hear one another's dreams and desires, to extend the tables at which we sit, to make room for people in our lives, to listen, maybe even to listen with some surprise, to listen in hospitality for a moment, to catch a glimpse of God. We caught a lot of glimpses this last week. Our youth had several different opportunities to be in mission in different ways. At the site that we stayed in was a foster care facility, so there were opportunities for upkeep on the grounds. There were opportunities for part of our youth to head to a woman's house who needed some extra TLC, who needed us to bear some burdens. This woman, she was a hoarder. I don't know if you've ever seen the hoarding show, but things were piled from floor to ceiling in every part of the house. We probably helped her remove about 7 bags of pizza boxes and hamburger helper boxes and Hot Pocket boxes because she might need them to store something in. So just imagine that opportunity for just a small handful of youth to go in there and help this woman and challenge this woman. We took stuff, boxes upon boxes and bags upon bags of trash out of her house. We washed 4 coolerfuls of moldy dishes because they were just stacked on the counter. I mean, what an opportunity. And this whole time, this woman and her daughter were having this conversation of, we don't want this to happen again. How can we help one another to not keep all of this stuff? And let me tell you, we pushed that woman for 2 days. She was at a breaking point where it had been enough. She couldn't handle this stuff being thrown away, that she would just move things from room to room instead of us taking it outside. But at the end of the week, she shared with us, she stood in our prayer circle, and she shared that we gave her the start she needed, that she recognized that she could no longer keep all of these things, that her home needed to be sanitized, that her home needed to be cleaned, that her home needed to have open space. What an opportunity for these few young people to bear a woman's story and to be surprised at a moment where her life was changed, even if it's just a couple of days, because it's going to be a daily struggle for her to get up each day and continue the process that we started this last week. Paul also says, not only do we bear burdens, but we don't get tired of doing what is good. Good for the community, good for your neighbor. So don't give up, he says, because there are many opportunities to love the neighbor. Precisely that God-given freedom that we have as Christians. I was reading something that said that there is a debate now in Christianity between contemplation and activism, between being and doing. This author, Mr. Mulholland, gave an image to this debate. He said it's like breathing in and out. Both are essential, right? You're doing both right now, I'm hoping. Breathing in and out. You can't live, he says, you can't live without spiritual formation, that breathing in. And then you can't live without that Christian mission in the world, that breathing out. Breathing in the Word of God, breathing in spiritual formation, breathing out that mission into the world, that loving of the neighbor. What does that look like? Because I'm guessing it's not easy. It wasn't easy in Tahlequah, I tell you. 22, wild and crazy and silly youth. But the 6 adults who had the opportunity, they're up there going, yeah! The 6 adults that had the opportunity to go with them had the opportunity to pray with them all week and for them. And we really did at the beginning because we were wondering, what the heck is going on with our youth? But then we prayed that, or at least I prayed, that our youth would be transformed this week. Paul says transformed into a new creation, with the opportunities that are placed before us in our life. And let me tell you, there was some transformation. These young people prayed and studied and worked their little hearts out, even through the silly, crazy stunts. At the end of the week, there were moments of transformation, of vulnerability, of youth wondering who this God is, of youth trying to form theology, trying to understand how we do have a foundation in Christ, how that foundation has begun and continued, even if just for a moment, and trying to understand their place in culture. They were transformed for the week. And even though we're all tired and exhausted and sunburnt and bruised from river rafting and whatever else, that change will continue because each day is a new day. So I wonder, what are you praying for this week? What are you asking God to provide in your life? What space are you creating? Are you praying for patience in something? How might we be open to those opportunities to be patient? What fill-in-the-blank thing would you do? I am praying for blank to be open to this opportunity. Because Paul says, no matter what, circumcised or not, I don't really care. What really matters to Paul is that you are transformed. People of Galatia, you are transformed because of Jesus Christ. People here today, you are transformed because of Jesus Christ. Now, what does that look like for you? I'm going to ask you to take a few moments and dig deep. What are you praying for this week? What opportunities might be before you?